Let us pray. Shepherd God, thank you for this beautiful day, and you have invited us to come to your house, our second home, the home where we can be who we are, and we can be blessed by listening to your word, by reflecting on your word, and by being in fellowship with one another. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Shepherd, our Friend. Amen. James is so tall. James is the teacher. Charles is the one who read. The guard at the gate opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. The shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whenever the shepherd has gathered all of his sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know the shepherd's voice. Amen. The reflection I'm going to share with you today, all right? Can you hear me well? Okay. The reflection I'm going to share with you today is from two books. A contemporary one, I think many of you know Max Lucado, and the next door savior, he still moves stone, and so many others. Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. And another book, by a shepherd himself, the Good Shepherd and his sheep, Philip Keller. And I remember when I was a teacher for 14 years, I was a teacher in the classroom. That was my first career. And one of the things I love to do is to remember each student by name. After the first week, that's my goal. I remember the names of the students. And then I try to recognize the voice. And on many occasions, while we are having class discussion, I cannot help but, you know, there are times we have to write on the board. Adam can relate with this, you know. I have to write on the board, so my back is facing the students. And then somebody will speak. You know how they are. They will speak. And then I will say, for example, George, stop talking. And George will be, how did she know? How did she know that? I said, I know your voice, George. And I have eyes at my back. And they seem to believe that because they're in the lower grades. But many times, I know my students. And Franken can connect with this, another teacher, because of their voice. Each one has a peculiar tone and intonation. And that is why when I call you, you know already, Pastor Nizi, because the tone of my voice is different. So this is what we are talking about today. When Jesus said, the sheep knows my voice, and they follow me. Because the shepherd knows each one of his sheep. Okay? So the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep is basically dependent on the shepherd's voice. Over a period of time, the sheep gets to know the shepherd's voice. The sheep know the unique tone and inflection and can distinguish the shepherd's voice from other voices. That is why Jesus said, the sheep recognizes my voice and they don't listen to the stranger or to anybody who wants to do something to harm them. And there is a video, okay? There is a video that I am about to show you about a real proof that the sheep really listens to the shepherd's voice. And please, I apologize because there is a background noise that said, oh my God, they know, oh my God. So that is already, please take a look and listen to this. The sheep learns that the shepherd's voice is a voice that can be trusted. Over a period of time, the sheep learns that when the shepherd calls them, it is for the good of the sheep. Here are several examples of what they associate the shepherd's voice to be. Number one, the voice of the shepherd is to announce that fresh food or water is being supplied or served. Fresh food, all right, or water. Second, the voice of the shepherd is to announce that they need to be ready to be led to a green, fresh pasture or a safe place because a storm is coming. So the second one is, come on, let's go. I will bring you to a green pasture. Or, come on, let's go. The storm is coming. I have to bring you to a safe place. Or there is a fox, all right? And the third, the voice of the shepherd is to announce his presence. I am here, my sheep. You don't have to be afraid. I will protect you. I will care for you. And the sheep need not fear, especially when there happens to be a wild animal looking for the sheep to devour. And the fourth is, the voice of the shepherd is to announce that the sheep need to come to the shepherd so that they can be examined and counted carefully one by one. So, the voice of the shepherd is to say, come here. I have to count you. I have to examine each one of you. If you have a boo-boo or a wound, or if you have larvae of the worms. I shared to the Bible, to the Wednesday group or to the Bible study group that, do you know that the nose of the sheep is very, very important to be protected, and their head? Well, that's why when David said, thou anointest my head with oil, because the oil is needed to put it on the head and on the nose, because flies, there are certain kinds of flies or insects that they love to lay eggs on the nose of the sheep. And if that happens and the eggs grow into a larvae, the sheep get crazy. And they don't know what to do until they bang their head somewhere and die. So that the sheep, the shepherd needs to put those oil on the head and on the nose. The sheep recognizes the voice of the shepherd over a period of time. The sheep learns that the voice of the shepherd equals safety. The voice of the shepherd equals contentment. The voice of the shepherd equals obedience. Once the sheep hears the shepherd's voice, the response is not only recognition, but running. You saw that in the video. They all run to the shepherd because the sheep know that the shepherd has something good for them. The shepherd's voice means contentment, means safety, means goodness. If Jesus is the shepherd, as we know, and we are his sheep, how then can we hear his voice in our daily lives? How? We, as a church, is the sheep, and Jesus is the shepherd. And that relationship is mutual. There is no shepherd without the sheep, and there is no sheep without the shepherd. There is no church without Christ, and there is no Christ without the church. They exist together. And so how do we listen to the voice of Jesus? How do we listen? Oh, for those who loves nature, how many loves nature? they said, oh, I love to hike, I love to walk, and I see, I become closer to God through nature. I hear the power of God through nature. I become intimate with God through nature, yes? And then there are times, how do we hear the voice of God? When we read the newspaper, or when we read a book, and then something, that aha moment, aha, I get that. How do we hear God's voice? We hear Jesus' voice through our neighbors, through our family members, or through the people around us who are here, or through the pastor, or even through a stranger. How do we hear Jesus' voice? We hear the voice of Jesus during our personal devotions, during our prayer, during our worship, and during, or for those who are homebound, during the radio broadcast or telecast. And how do we hear Jesus' voice? Through His words and teachings in the Bible. That's why we have the Word of God. That's why we have the Bible. That's why we have the preaching. That's why we have the music. Through all these different ways and some other ways, we hear Jesus' voice. Now, how do we recognize Jesus' voice? We always say, oh, do you hear that still, small voice nudging you to do something, nudging me to do something? That is the voice of the shepherd. That is the voice of Jesus in you, okay? If we say, Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, Christ in me, the source of glory. If we say, Christ is in me, and if we say, oh, I am a Christian, or I am a believer, that means that we follow. We know how to follow and recognize the voice of Jesus. All right? But what does this imply? What does this imply? All right, Diane, when you call CJ, all right, so what happens? When you call CJ, CJ will stop and then follow where the voice is coming, and if you say, come here, then CJ comes, right? Okay? Sometimes, right? So, CJ knows the voice of his mother as we know the voice of Jesus. And once we recognize Jesus' voice, then we turn. Once we recognize our mother's voice, we turn where it is coming from. Once we recognize our teacher's voice, we know and we turn our head. But Keller and Max Lucado said that recognizing Jesus' voice is not enough. Responding or turning where the voice is coming from is not enough. What is important as sheep, as the sheep who follows Jesus, is for us to be able to act based on what Jesus is saying. Sometimes this is the most difficult part. And I can say with my life, it is the most difficult part that I had to do. When 17 years ago, I know Jesus was saying, Nisi, come follow me, come follow me. For 17 years, I said, no, I'm like the sheep who is stubborn, the sheep who goes astray, that needs the staff of the sheep. So come back, right? Acting is the third component, not only responding, not only recognizing, but acting what the shepherd or what Jesus is saying. I challenge you. Jesus is speaking to you, not only to mothers, not only to adults. Jesus speaks to everyone, even the children. Are we ready to listen? Are you hearing what Jesus is saying? And if so, I hope and pray that we will act and follow what God is telling us. Why? Because as the sheep knows there is safety, there is contentment, there is goodness, there is happiness when they follow the shepherd. So Jesus promised that there is safety, there is contentment, there is peace, there is joy when we follow Jesus, who is our shepherd. And Jesus said, I came so that you may have life and live life abundantly. We need to claim that promise to have life and live life abundantly. Let us pray. God, help us to follow Jesus, even though sometimes it's hard. By the power of your Holy Spirit, may we be able to have the strength and the determination not only to recognize Jesus' voice, not only to respond and know where the voice is coming, but also to follow and act what Jesus is telling us. And may we claim the promise of life abundant, or life that is full of joy and happiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.